nearly perfectly, and while we executed in a bumpy way, mm-hmm. We ultimately got there. We had mm-hmm. courts challenging some of the work that we did, but in the end, we got the policy right.
He adds the way the current administration is handling this surge of illegal border crossings isn't benefiting anyone, including the illegal immigrants attempting to get into the country.
This isn't in America's best interest. It's not in Mexico's best interest, and it's certainly not in the best interest of these people who are in difficult situations mm-hmm. in Central America who simply want a better life.
Mars Helicopter Ingenuity carries a piece of the Wright brothers. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Naraki explains.
A small piece of human flight history is currently charting new territory on Mars. NASA announced Tuesday that a small piece of material from the wing of the Wright brothers aircraft that made the first powered flight in 1903 was placed aboard the Perseverance rover. The small swatch of cloth was wrapped around a cable on the Ingenuity Mars helicopter. The craft is preparing to attempt the first controlled flight on another planet. NASA scientists say the helicopter could attempt its first flight as soon as April 8th. It will need to be delivered to the planned flight location by the Perseverance rover and then go through an extensive series of tests before it can be given the green light for takeoff. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Thank you.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future. how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For 4 years, we heard Democrats going on and on about kids in cages. Well, Joe Biden desperately does not want you to see the Biden cages.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, this as a group of Republican senators are heading to the U.S.-Mexico border. Cruz continues.
I've been to the border many, many times. I've been to the border under Barack Obama. Media were allowed. I've been to the border under Donald Trump. Media were allowed. Before that, George W. Bush. Media were allowed on the border. Before that, Bill Clinton. Media were allowed on the border.
Cruz referring to the fact that the Biden administration is not letting the media take a look at where the illegal immigrant children are being held. The second round of stimulus checks is anticipated to hit people's bank accounts on Wednesday. The Treasury Department also saying mailed paper checks could be on the way if the $1,400 payment doesn't appear in direct deposits. USA Radio News.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-896-8242. 800-896-8242. That's 800-896-8242.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For 4 years, we heard Democrats going on and on about kids in cages. Well, Joe Biden desperately does not want you to see the Biden cages.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, this as a group of Republican senators are heading to the U.S.-Mexico border. Cruz continues.
I've been to the border many, many times. I've been to the border under Barack Obama. Media were allowed. I've been to the border under Donald Trump. Media were allowed. Before that, George W. Bush. Media were allowed on the border. Before that, Bill Clinton. Media were allowed on the border.
Cruz referring to the fact that the Biden administration is not letting the media take a look at where the illegal immigrant children are being held. The second round of stimulus checks is anticipated to hit people's bank accounts on Wednesday. The Treasury Department also saying mailed paper checks could be on the way if the $1,400 payment doesn't appear in direct deposits. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Americans are increasingly saying build the wall. A majority of voters now say they want the government to finish construction of former President Donald Trump's border wall, according to polling from the Senate Opportunity Fund, which also found Americans itching for a tougher approach to illegal immigration than President Biden is taking. By a large margin, 71% to 19%, voters say they want the administration to get tougher on illegal immigration by, among other things, enforcing laws and ending incentives. The Senate Opportunity Fund's polling shows that 38% of those polled are against the wall. Meanwhile, 53% support the wall. As far as who's to blame for the issues on the border, the Senate Opportunity Fund survey found 59% blamed President Biden. The Kentucky Derby will take place May 1st with limited attendance. Tickets go on sale Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time, comedies, drama, suspense. It's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is discussing how the Trump administration handled border control compared to the Biden administration.
I think we grasped this nearly perfectly, and while we executed in a bumpy way, we ultimately got there. We had courts challenging some of the work that we did, but in the end, we got the policy right.
He adds the way the current administration is handling the surge of illegal border crossings isn't benefiting anyone, including the illegal immigrants attempting to get into the country.
This isn't in America's best interest. It's not in Mexico's best interest, and it's certainly not in the best interest of these people who are in difficult situations in Central America who simply want a better life.
Mars Helicopter Ingenuity carries a piece of the Wright brothers. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Naraki explains.
A small piece of human flight history is currently charting new territory on Mars. NASA announced Tuesday that a small piece of material from the wing of the Wright brothers aircraft that made the first powered flight in 1903 was placed aboard the Perseverance rover. The small swatch of cloth was wrapped around a cable on the Ingenuity Mars helicopter. The craft is preparing to attempt the first controlled flight on another planet. NASA scientists say the helicopter could attempt its first flight as soon as April 8th. It will need to be delivered to the planned flight location by the Perseverance rover and then go through an extensive series of tests before it can be given the green light for takeoff. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For 4 years, we heard Democrats going on and on about kids in cages. Well, Joe Biden desperately does not want you to see the Biden cages.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, this as a group of Republican senators are heading to the U.S.-Mexico border. Cruz continues.
I've been to the border many, many times. I've been to the border under Barack Obama. Media were allowed. I've been to the border under Donald Trump. Media were allowed. Before that, George W. Bush. Media were allowed on the border. Before that, Bill Clinton. Media were allowed on the border.
Cruz referring to the fact that the Biden administration is not letting the media take a look at where the illegal immigrant children are being held. The second round of stimulus checks is anticipated to hit people's bank accounts on Wednesday. The Treasury Department also saying mailed paper checks could be on the way if the $1,400 payment doesn't appear in direct deposits. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Americans are increasingly saying build the wall. A majority of voters now say they want the government to finish construction of former President Donald Trump's border wall, according to polling from the Senate Opportunity Fund, which also found Americans itching for a tougher approach to illegal immigration than President Biden is taking. By a large margin, 71% to 19%, voters say they want the administration to get tougher on illegal immigration by, among other things, enforcing laws and ending incentives. The Senate Opportunity Fund's polling shows that 38% of those polled are against the wall. Meanwhile, 53% support the wall. As far as who's to blame for the issues on the border, the Senate Opportunity Fund survey found 59% blamed President Biden. The Kentucky Derby will take place May 1st with limited attendance. Tickets go on sale Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is discussing how the Trump administration handled border control compared to the Biden administration.
I think we grasped this nearly perfectly, and while we executed in a bumpy way, we ultimately got there. We had courts challenging some of the work that we did, but in the end, we got the policy right.
He adds the way the current administration is handling the surge of illegal border crossings isn't benefiting anyone, including the illegal immigrants attempting to get into the country.
This isn't in America's best interest. It's not in Mexico's best interest, and it's certainly not in the best interest of these people who are in difficult situations in Central America who simply want a better life.
Mars helicopter Ingenuity carries a piece of the Wright brothers. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Naraki explains.
A small piece of human flight history is currently charting new territory on Mars. NASA announced Tuesday that a small piece of material from the wing of the Wright brothers aircraft that made the first powered flight in 1903 was placed aboard the Perseverance rover. The small swatch of cloth was wrapped around a cable on the Ingenuity Mars helicopter. The craft is preparing to attempt the first controlled flight on another planet. NASA scientists say the helicopter could attempt its first flight as soon as April 8th. It will need to be delivered to the planned flight location by the Perseverance rover and then go through an extensive series of tests before it can be given the green light for takeoff. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hello and welcome to a new version of Design for the Times. We're back in studios. This has been quite a... After 7 years of doing our program here, we had the whole year of COVID, and then we were back in studio and then in brand new state-of-the-art studios. And then what happened was is there was some sort of a leak that came through our new roof and damaged all our equipment. So we're hoping that a couple people have said that they weren't hearing me, but I wasn't on live broadcast yet. So it's a little bit after 3 p.m. on Wednesday in March right here in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs for the past, oh my goodness, 26 years now, doing everything related to your home, everything from kitchens and bathrooms and windows and hardwood floors and lighting and everything like that, as well as design advice, wallpaper and beautiful paint colors and furniture and everything related to your home. So for the past about 7 years now, every Wednesday, we do our program right here in the afternoon in Flemington, bringing you different topics. Well, today's topic happens to be designer's choice, and I want to talk a little bit about my process briefly, and then we'll go take some commercial messages and we'll get into our program. Design work, when you have your own business, is not something that just sort of comes up when a project comes up. In order for me to be good at what I do, I have to constantly be educating myself on different things, on how things work, what's coming in, what's trending, what's new. You really always have to stay ahead of the curve with the newest products, the newest fabrics, the newest solutions, so that you can be your best for your customers. That's why people are choosing me in the first place to work on their project. So after a day of working, when I watch TV at night and unwind, I can't just sort of unwind by watching TV. I often take trade magazines with me that come in that day, or old ones. I have a library stacked full of old and new ones, and I do go through old books because sometimes ideas happen a long time ago that don't quite catch on that I like, and I'm able to bring them in when they work with the appropriate situation. So That's exactly what I do. And I come up with something like this. Every week I have a folder that I go through. I don't know if you can see the folder here on cam, but a regular old school folder. Now, in addition, I go to all the video, the online sources like Pinterest, like Google Images, and also get digital images, don't get me wrong. But I really love working just as much with the physical old school images. And when I capture something, I can hold on to it and keep it when a project comes up that I think is apropos and sort of put it together. It's constantly collecting information. So today's show is called Designer's Choice, ideas that I've been collecting for my 27 years in the business that I keep on file, and then a project comes up and I say, remember that lime green room that I've always wanted to do with the chocolate brown and a little bit of the animal print, and let's see if we can make that work in this house. And that's kind of one of the things that I do, make things work. So today's program is called Designer's Choice. I hope we're getting good sound quality. Sounds like there's a little bit of feedback in the studio, but we'll see. Today's the first day we're doing the show where I'm doing it without a protective cover, so hopefully that will help the sound quality. I am fully immunized, having had both shots a couple of weeks ago, so hopefully the sound quality will be better. Our phone lines are open if you'd like to call in to WHCRDB today to my program, Modern Design. It is 908-237-0410. 908-237-0410. We're going to take a couple of commercial messages, and we'll be back. Again, our topic today is Designer's Choice, and I'm going to bring up some of the things I looked at this week that I thought could be interesting in doing your design work. We'll be back right after these messages.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heide and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I am your host. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs at 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's, New Jersey. I share my space with Flemington Fan and Lighting. And together we bring you the latest in furniture, accessories, and of course, beautiful lighting for your home. I do work by consultation, and I have some wonderful promotions. I have a promotion in the store. If you come in and you like me to come out to your home for $299 plus tax, I'll come out and spend a couple of hours with you and leave you with a laundry list full of wonderful ideas that you can do to improve your home, or maybe we can give you some quotes on some of those ideas. Our topic today happens to be Designer's Choice. These are ideas, things that I come up with. I'm constantly clipping. Sometimes I take pictures of about a doctor's or a dentist's office of things that I like. And then I group those things together. They could be seasonal things they see. They could be colors that I'm seeing together. All sorts of different things that sort of make me do what I do. And just things that are of interest to me. Maybe I have no use for them right now for what I'm going to do, but I sort of hold on to that idea. So I'm going to start with something right now. I have a customer that I'm working with who wants to do her patio over, and she's got an older sort of home, and she wanted me to give her some new ideas. She had a white wrought iron set that she threw out, and she was looking for some ideas. So I reached into my folder that was sort of just colors and so on, and sometimes I start with color and then work into it. Now this, I don't know if you can see this on screen, this was an idea that I had, is using black, white, and lime for a backyard. So I happened to go through some of the different color combinations. I don't know if you're going to get a good enough shot today with that, but it was black, white, and lime, and I thought, that could be a really nice combination for a backyard, black, white, and lime. And that's sort of an updated, sort of combination now that people are doing. So whenever after I saw that initial picture, every time I clipped something that had sort of black, white, and lime, I kind of grouped it together. Now, if you look at this specific picture, it is a computer desk, but if you look at the computer desk, if you can see this picture of the computer desk, you'll see that it's a black painted desk with a beautiful chair, and then it has white and lime accents. So I start to build on that, and it just takes years and years of collecting and building by category to sort of getting ideas that are in the back of your head. So when projects come in, you think, let's try something outside the box. Let's try something that's different. Black, white, and lime. So, I did this quite a few years ago, but the sort of black, white, lime thing is trending more now than it ever has. Another example is these are not new pictures. This was done a number of years ago. This is a headboard, a tufted lime green headboard, and then the bedding is done in black, white, and lime. So I don't know if we're going to be able to get that close today, but then again, let's see if that comes up. You'll see that in this picture that there'll be a tufted headboard that's in a lime green. And then the bedding is black, white, and lime. So that's kind of how I start to develop. Perhaps it's a color combination inspires me. Maybe I'll do something that's just headboards, and I'll have a pile of those going on. But something like that inspires me, and then I can draw upon it when I'm starting a new project. Here's an example of bedding. Now, this company is not even in business anymore, but it gave me an idea that stayed with me. Again, this is all different variations of bedding done in black, white, and lime. In this case, lime is more the predominant color, but you'll have your white, your black, and your lime, and very soft, and then sort of variations for the windows and putting it all together. So when you look at something like this, you'll see that it's very pretty and very soft, but the colors are slightly unusual, black, white, and lime. So that's one of the ways that I am able, when something comes up, to do a design board for somebody, to have sort of a place to start, and maybe not necessarily the place where the client thought they would be. And that's why they bring me in. They want to work with me because I bring something different to the table. My life experience 7 days a week is dealing with people and bringing them into the game. So I'm going to take a look. So that was a little bit of the line. There was one more that I'll show you. There was one more over here that I'll show you, and this happens to be just sort of a lime in the sheet. Now, you could do this with something else that's black in the room, but this sort of gives me ideas, and I clip things in categories and say, do you like this? Now, this is also an easy thing to pass along to customers when you can put things in perspective with a certain look, and they say either yes, I like this, and no, I don't like this, and then we can build on that a little bit. So let me see if we're having, I hear that we're having some feedback issues with the sound. I'm hoping that's better. You can let us know if that's new sound is what I'm hearing. So I'm going to continue. We're going to have a break in a minute, and I'll see if I can get the station manager here to take a look at the program. I did put a lot into this today. So perhaps that's what I'll do. I will take a early news break, and we will see if we can get some sound going on here. Thank you.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For 4 years, we heard Democrats going on and on about kids in cages. Well, Joe Biden desperately does not want you to see the Biden cages.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, this as a group of Republican senators are heading to the U.S.-Mexico border. Cruz continues.
I've been to the border many, many times. I've been to the border under Barack Obama. Media were allowed. I've been to the border under Donald Trump. Media were allowed. Before that, George W. Bush. Media were allowed on the border. Before that, Bill Clinton. Media were allowed on the border.
Cruz referring to the fact that the Biden administration is not letting the media take a look at where the illegal immigrant children are being held. The second round of stimulus checks is anticipated to hit people's bank accounts on Wednesday. The Treasury Department also saying mailed paper checks could be on the way if the $1,400 payment doesn't appear in direct deposits. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Americans are increasingly saying build the wall. A majority of voters now say they want the government to finish construction of former President Donald Trump's border wall, according to polling from the Senate Opportunity Fund, which also found Americans itching for a tougher approach to illegal immigration than President Biden is taking. By a large margin, 71% to 19%, voters say they want the administration to get tougher on illegal immigration by, among other things, enforcing laws and ending incentives. The Senate Opportunity Fund's polling shows that 38% of those polled are against the wall, meanwhile 53% support the wall. As far as who's to blame for the issues on the border, the Senate Opportunity Fund survey found 59% blamed President Biden. The Kentucky Derby will take place May 1st with limited attendance. Tickets go on sale Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is discussing how the Trump administration handled border control compared to the Biden administration.
I think we grasped this nearly perfectly, and while we executed in a bumpy way, we ultimately got there. We had courts challenging some of the work that we did, but in the end, we got the policy right.
He adds the way the current administration is handling the surge of illegal border crossings isn't benefiting anyone, including the illegal immigrants attempting to get into the country.
This isn't in America's best interest. It's not in Mexico's best interest, and it's certainly not in the best interest of these people who are in difficult situations in Central America who simply want a better life.
Mars helicopter Ingenuity carries a piece of the Wright brothers. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Naraki explains.
A small piece of human flight history is currently charting new territory on Mars. NASA announced Tuesday that a small piece of material from the wing of the Wright brothers aircraft that made the first powered flight in 1903 was placed aboard the Perseverance rover. The small swatch of cloth was wrapped around a cable on the Ingenuity Mars helicopter. The craft is preparing to attempt the first controlled flight on another planet. NASA scientists say the helicopter could attempt its first flight as soon as April 8th. It will need to be delivered to the planned flight location by the Perseverance rover and then go through an extensive series of tests before it can be given the green light for takeoff. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Okay, we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm your host, Richard Christopher Scuderi. It seems like we're having a little problem with the soundboard today, so I'm hoping that we have some nice clear sound coming through, and I'm looking for some high signs that we do have sound. Our topic today happens to be designer's choice, and talking about everything related to your home and working with a designer and having them pick some wonderful things you can do to improve the quality of your home. So in the first segment, we're talking about maybe matching things by color combination or specific area. And we talked about working with maybe black and white and then an accent color. And that accent color happens to... Okay, so I'll come down, but I'm being told I don't have any sound still. Okay.
I'm listening to you.
So I want to talk about something. Well, I want to go into some different shades, some different combinations. Now, probably one of the most popular combinations that you can have these days are shades of blues and grays. Blues and grays are probably the hottest thing right now. Not necessarily just for coastal, but everybody related to wanting to sort of update their combination. And as you can see here, I didn't collect this yesterday. This was quite a while ago, but I love the richness, the combination, the crispness of blue and gray. So I kept it when I found something that I liked that's an inspiration. I kept it as in this example of a chest that was a painted piece of painted wood furniture then with a pale baby blue or a pair of pale baby blue lamps, the blue and gray combination. So when I got that, that sort of inspired me as maybe another combination that I sort of could do together. And then as I went through things and things would come up, I put that in that sort of same blue-gray portion, blue-gray idea. Now, in this example, I said, how about that for a paint color for a bathroom? So I picked a color that was a hybrid blue-gray, even though it wasn't the original project that was my inspiration. That blue-gray combination is really nice to look at, and as you can see, really makes this bathroom space. So sometimes it's a color inspiration. Sometimes it's a project specifically, like I'll have all sorts of kitchens together, and I'll put that together and make that work. But those are some of the things that when I see something, that inspires me, leads me to be, to be a better decorator and to be able to bring things to the table that are interesting to people that they
they're paying me to come up with ideas for things that they haven't thought up before. So the first one was also, if you're going to do black and white as a classic combination, lime is a terrific pop color. The second one we talked about is the new combination today of grays and light blues. Light blues have really come back, you know, from being completely out of style. They've been out for so long, they're fresh again. So very pale baby blues paired with either a charcoal gray or a medium gray or a light gray, or even now taupes and tans, which are starting to come back in again, is another sounding board for combinations. And that goes for inside and out. I did a color combination recently for somebody for the outside of their house when we took it to a light tan to a rich taupe. And after I put all the rich trim on the house in the crisp super white, Benjamin Moore super white, and the sort of brownish tone of the taupe, I needed a color for the front door. And I thought, what about a pale sky blue? Well, I don't think the homeowners would have ever thought of having a sky blue front door. That just did it. It offset everything in that cottage-style house, and it brought those colors together. And my inspiration for doing that wasn't from a room that I saw, or an exterior shot of a home that I saw that had that in a picture. It actually, again, came from a picture of a lamp that was that sky blue color that actually kind of brought that all together. So that was another way to bring some inspiration to spaces. Now, people ask me today, what am I seeing? Because people, you know, there were shows going on, of course, and not worth doing that, but I'm online all the time taking courses, taking educational courses, talking to other people. The other day, if you follow me on social media, I went to the fabric store. Often for me as a designer, my inspiration can come from fabrics. I had posted yesterday, I'm working on a project in Princeton, New Jersey. We're doing lots of blues and yellows together. I'm sorry, grays and yellows together. Yellow and gray. In fact, yellow and gray are the combination Pantone's color of the year is two colors, which they never do, and that is sort of a stormy dark gray with a yellow. And in this house, I'm so inspired by that combination. So that's something that's very much trending now as an unusual color combination and very rich looking. In fact, before we came to studio today, the outside of the house is sort of a mid-tone gray with white trim and black shutters. And I'm looking for a pale lemon yellow, a soft lemon yellow as the front door color to make it pop. Because that's one of the things that has been trending, is people are getting rid of their sort of neutral or maybe just black or gray front doors or white front doors, and they're opting to do a real update in style by going for some pretty soft color, like a pale blue, as we were talking about, or maybe a salmon. I did a house 2 years ago in Maplewood, New Jersey. I painted it in a really rich charcoal gray-white trim, and I did a salmon color, a really rich salmon lacquered front door. It's just all it needed, and it's spectacular. People drive by, and I see them taking pictures of it with their phone because it's inspiration. And that's what design is all about. Design is seeing something that gets you excited. Maybe not even for you, maybe out of context. Maybe, you're in a doctor's office reading a magazine, and you see something that you love. Don't rip the magazine if it's not yours, but take a picture of that and create electronic files. That's how designers work. We get inspired by something. Here's another thing that I'm probably going to show you, which was really not in style at the time at all, and that was layering neutrals. Often I'm doing unusual spaces, attic spaces, small spaces, and I want to make them look sophisticated and simple. This picture came up one day, and it's all neutrals, just layered neutrals. We'll see if we can get that up on screen. There is a little bit of a delay here. But this is sort of like an attic space, a cozy nook, if you will. And what they did was is that they just sort of covered it in wainscoting, beautiful white wainscoting, and then layered fabrics that were neutrals. And I thought to myself, how rich is this? It's simple. It's rich. It wasn't in style at the time when I saw it in the magazine, but I love the richness of it. And taking something like that where you have layered neutrals, I did a series about 4 years ago called The New Neutrals and how replacing lots of color and simplifying with textured different neutrals. And that was one of the examples that I showed the ladies that I was working with. Some of them were women's clubs, and then a boutique that I did about using neutrals and layering them with texture and how different that could be. So a lot of things can bring you to inspiration as a designer. Again, I'm always picking. I'm always looking. I worked with a customer who I'm still working with. We're just finishing up her house, and her favorite color is pink. She's a girly girl. So pink is not necessarily one of my go-to colors, but there are still certain points where pink can be very vibrant. So I found this old issue of House Beautiful magazine, and I'll put it up so you can take a look at it. And it looks about looking different ways to use pink, of layering pink. You know, pink is one of those colors that goes a very long way. Now, it is somewhat gender specific, so you have to be very careful how you use pink, because people can be intimidated by pink, but used sparingly, it could be sort of a striking kind of a color. When you think of pink, I think of Bermuda for some reason when I think of pink. I don't always like a wall color that's pink, but pops of pink when you're working with a gray palette, really, really nice, especially for softer rooms like a living room or a dining room. In looking at some of the stuff that I pulled together when I was seeing pink, I thought, well, I don't want pink walls in this house. How can I layer pink? And some of the ways that you layer pink in are in fabric and accessories. So in the living room in this space, I did my pillows in all shades of pink with a monochromatic gray on gray palette, and that was really lovely. In the dining room, I decided, with again our gray walls, I was going to do pink solid panels, drapery panels, and that gives you a tremendous amount of color within. And we sort of just did a textured pink from top to bottom with a little simple nickel hardware, and that those sheets on all those windows of pink really carry the look of pink without having to put them on the wall. So it started me sort of on a designer inspiration, a trend, and to see how I could use pink and where I could use pink. One of the ways that I used pink in this house, which was a little bit unusual, was I was in the mall, and I was passing Victoria's Secret, and I noticed that their logo had this beautiful sort of a peony pink and then a lighter pink stripe. And I thought to myself, how could I do something like this in a large house where all the walls were gray and really make something out of it? And then it hit me. A master bedroom headboard wall is a great opportunity to bring in some drama. But what I did is I pretty much copied, using two shades of pink paint just on the headboard wall. I was able to do that and really create a powerhouse look in that space. So often that starts by me going to my resources that I collected, pick my inspiration, my designer's choices, and then building upon that. So when you're working on a project, you know, it's always good to have sort of a reference source, whether you're getting married and you're having folders full of stuff that you like, that's a great thing, or you're having some sort of a wonderful party at your house and you start to put together what the linens will look like and what the, if you're going to have a specialty drink, what something like that will look like, and you begin to build a palette. That's what designers do, but they do it on a continuous basis. We're getting to the end of the segment here. It's 3:56, so we have about a minute and a half left to finish up. I do not know if I have good sound quality today. I guess I'll find out after the broadcast. If not, we will repeat this next week here in studio, because there's a wonderful things on here. I had happened to be looking for some fresh color innovation. I'm a big fan of color, and the trend of the past 10 years with the gray and white palette is lovely, but I have to have pops of color. They bring them to life with me. And I was working on bookshelves that were white in an old gray room with gray sofas and a gray rug that was already purchased. And I said, I have to bring some inspiration color in here. I said to the couple, you know, what colors are soothing to you? Well, we like spa blues and greens. And I went home and I went through some of my magazines, and I found this whole palette I did just off of an interesting grass paper. So let's see if we can get this last image to come up here. And I found sort of a beautiful sea-inspired green, more on the green end of the spectrum, grass paper. And from this, I was able to create the look of a room with a coastal theme with that gray and that sort of green together, and then put a little bit of coral and some subtle cues to the sea. But look at something like that. I would have never gone there if I didn't have an inspiration, if it wasn't something that I was working on. That's why you should always work with designers. We do for $2.99 every day, 7 days a week. We do come out to your home. We'll spend 1 to 2 hours with you and leave you with a laundry list of ideas, themes, colors to make your house the best it can be. So give a call to Maven Hill Designs, 908-884-0770. Well, we're at the end of the segment. Thank you. If we didn't have sound quality, I will repeat this next Wednesday at 3 o'clock. Thank you, and have a wonderful, wonderful day.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm confident that the perpetrator will be held fully accountable under the law. And, of course, we'll look forward to what lessons we can learn.
Colorado Democrat Governor Jared Polis speaking there on Fox News regarding the gunman who allegedly killed 10 people at a Boulder, Colorado grocery store. The man is expected to make his first appearance in court on Thursday. White House officials and members of Congress are heading to the border in Texas today. They'll visit the Health and Human Services facility in Carrizo Springs that's been housing the recent surge of illegal immigrants. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham is fired up about the crisis at the border.
God bless the Border Patrol. God bless the custom agents who are dealing with the Biden administration show at the border.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The Bible is under attack. Some countries even ban it. And in the United States, laws are being proposed to limit biblical values in society. Just last year, California's governor even banned private Bible study groups in homes. It's frightening. Now, Greg Kelly Reports investigates the growing movement to ban the Bible in American life. Watch Greg Kelly on Newsmax TV tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the real dangers to Christians and how they're fighting to protect the Bible. You won't find this on any other networks. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. Check your cable guide or call them to get Newsmax. Or get it free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, or Amazon Fire. And smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. Plus, you can download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch us anytime, anywhere. So find out about the growing danger to your Bible freedom. Watch Newsmax TV's Greg Kelly tonight.
Two people are in custody after allegedly committing an horrific crime.
Two men visiting Florida for spring break are in jail without bond after police say they drugged and raped a woman who was later found dead in her hotel room. 24-year-old Dorian Taylor and 21-year-old Ivoir Collier, both of North Carolina, are charged with drugging, raping, and robbing 24-year-old Christine Engelhardt of Pennsylvania while all three were visiting Florida. Authorities say the suspects met the woman at a restaurant where they allegedly gave her a green pill. The men accompanied Engelhardt into a Miami Beach Hotel, then leaving 40 minutes later. Police also say another video shows the suspects using Engelhardt's credit card to buy alcohol at a local liquor store. The victim was later found dead inside her hotel room. Everyone in this case is now awaiting an autopsy report. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt says roughly 70% of Americans 65 years of age and older have received at least one dose of their coronavirus vaccine. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on the mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado at a grocery store, some Republicans say Democrats are up to their old tricks regarding gun control after another tragedy.
President Biden is calling on Congress to take action following the mass shooting Monday at a Boulder, Colorado grocery store that killed 10 people. Speaking from the White House, the president urged the Senate to pass a pair of House-passed bills to address the nation's background check system.
The United States Senate, I hope some are listening, should immediately pass the two House-passed bills that close loopholes in the background check system. These are bills that receive votes of both Republicans and Democrats in the House.
In his remarks, the president also called for a renewal of the ban on assault rifles and a ban on high-capacity magazines. Senator Ted Cruz says those are always the solutions that Democrats push after a mass shooting. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that those measures don't work, and he lives